Here we go. We back. Go ahead. Y'all just continue the conversation. Let's, everybody know the show they on.
Brandy is batshit crazy. Is what I said.
Let's go.
The last thing I said is that everybody knows Brandy is batshit crazy.
I mean, did she kill somebody? Ain't she a murderer?
Oh man, see.
Yeah, that was a car accident.
And I think right after that, that's when she kind of went. After that, that's when she kind of went left field.
Very funny. Well, I'm saying not funny, but funny thing to me about the car accident. Brandy goes on Tyra Banks' show when Tyra Banks still had a talk show, and the whole interview is funny as shit because Tyra is making up stories about her and Brandy don't remember shit because it never fucking happened. But
so is Tyra like kind of chick like that that'll do that?
It's you have to watch it. Like, one of my favorite things in the world is not knowing somebody. Or when a celebrity says they don't know someone, that tickles the fuck out of me. Like, it is just hilarious. It's just, it's extremely funny. Tina Turner did that with Beyonce once, and it's funny as shit. But anywho, Brandy's on Tyra Banks' show, and Tyra brings up the accident. Brandy is like, I really don't want to talk about that. I'm just really trying to move forward. Like, I really don't want to talk about it. And Tyra's like, okay, cool. So after the accident happened, and Brandy's like, yeah, I just don't want to talk about that. I understand, you know, I can see how that can be painful. Because when the accident happened, like, Tyra was
bringing it up.
All the fucking questions. And it's like, man, you've got to stop this shit. Or she's telling her, they were at Oprah's, you know, Oprah, you said at Legends thing at her house. Mm-hmm. And Tyra was like, do you remember, Brandy, we were at Oprah's house and this was going on. So she's stunned, like trying to talk about all the things at Oprah's house. And she's like, and we were sitting there and you said to me, you put your head on my shoulder.
Oh,
and
wow.
You told me that you felt like, you know, you just weren't good enough and you weren't this, is that, and the other. And I told you, yes, you are, Brandy, you are. And Brandy says, I don't remember that. And I'm like, cause it never fucking happened. That's why. Hey. Tyra is making up this fucking story live on the air, and this shit never happened.
You know who make up stories, but he be trying to sell them like they real? Jamie Foxx. He a good storyteller, but that motherfucker will pull some shit. And I'm like, what the fuck you talking about? Jay-Z first came out, and I look over, and there go, he say yeah. Somebody... current, like he
wrote it was for real. It was for real. The one just like there is. Hey, J.O., the story you're talking about, the one he talked about for real.
It might
at
be
his house, yeah. At his house party.
Yep.
Yeah, man, I was Puffy, cameraman, and then you know, so I had Kanye come over. I'm like, well, nigga, that's 20 years later. You can't right. Just say it like it's the same story, really, bro. Like, where you went from a living color to Ray, nigga, them two different Jamie Foxes.
I love stories like that. That is. I love when celebrities tell stories about other celebrities and you can just tell you are making this shit up. It tickles the fuck out of me. It's like, why would you just make up this story like we can't verify it? Like, that's what's so funny. It's funny as shit. So, but Brandy and Monica.
Yeah,
the battle we all waited for.
Yeah, the battle this is one that people...
The battle that divided everybody's timelines.
Yeah. Yeah, I got some people ready to fight. I know, Brandy. I don't give a fuck. Like, I still think she come across fake. Like, that's my opinion. It's just everyone else. I don't care about everybody else. Like, don't defend her. First of all, we don't care that you know. Why would you even bring that up? You know her. Or do you really know her? You lived in California 2 years. Shut the fuck up. I don't
hear it. Hey, J.O., this was the fakest thing I think she said during the whole night. Like, when... Monica had some people off to the side that had like the Free C Murder. She was talking about like the Free C Murder and like Black Lives Matter, some movement, like, you know, to get people out of jail. And she was like, let me know if you need some help with that.
Lying. Ain't gonna do shit.
Is it because Brandy's one of the last singers that went through that PR kind of like breeding where they had to, you know, learn how to be in public all the time? Is that...
Are you talking about all the media training and A&R artists?
Is that why she comes off so fake?
No, it's because she's fake. Okay.
Monica went through the same shit. And so does everybody else up until like 10 years ago.
Right.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she's always been additional. Even if you see her perform,
let me say this. I think that she is jealous of Monica. I think that she's always been low-key jealous of Monica, and I think that just goes back 20 years. And when you got 20-year beef, because I got 20-year beef with folks, you can't put us in the same room. Look, we might be cordial with each other, but we don't fucking kick it on the Ave. And it's like, that's, I mean, the smart money is to put the was for the two of them to have joined forces a million times, because the boys' mind did amazing numbers. But I don't think they liked each other then. And I feel like the disdain is more on Brandy's side than it is Monica's. And Brandy do too fucking much, and Monica ain't for the shits.
Yeah.
And which is why she slapped the ass back in the day.
You see she brought it up?
Sometimes she got to knock the sonic rings out of bitch. Write that down.
She put them hands on him.
No, but Brandy brought it up.
Yeah, she did. And Monica, like, why you got to bring that up?
Like, that was no purpose to do that.
Man, that's old.
Because she's still mad she got slapped.
She trying to get slapped that night.
Get
Ray J and beat the fuck up in Atlanta.
Nothing. He better have his Scoony bike ready.
Man, it is. They are. It's like I said, it's very fun. I mean, I'm glad that it happened. Like, I tuned in a little bit late, but I heard they started late. So when I did tune in, they were jamming. So I was having the time of my life. Then they went on break and they came back and Monica started playing some new shit. And I was like, you know what? It's Tylenol 3 done kicked in. I'm gonna go ahead and ride out.
Just see what everybody kind of thought real quick. First round was Brandy's What About Us versus Monica's Everything to Me.
I gave that one to Monica.
I'd give that to Monica.
Yeah. I gave that one to Monica.
What about you, JL?
No, that's Monica. Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, I'm the only person that gave that to Brandy, it looks like.
Everything to Me is a really good song.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you the difference in the two. Like, Brandy is gifted vocally. However, it never touches your soul. It's just too light in the ass. And that's the difference. Monica make you feel it. That's the difference. But round two.
That's it. That's write that down. People were going off about vocals and et cetera. And I'm like, look, I think y'all, both of them can sing. Monica has a more soulful voice. When they did that Whitney Houston tribute, it's a reason that Monica sang, I Love the Lord, and Brandy ass was out there hopping, I want to dance with somebody. Because Brandy didn't have the range to knock out that gospel song like that.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. Uh-oh, you on mute, bro. You talking to us?
My bad. Okay, that's fair enough. So we got Brandy in the front, Monica first round. Round two, Brandy He Is versus Monica's A Dozen Roses.
That one, I was kind of like lost. I didn't know either of those songs. So
I don't know either one of those songs.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Since I like Monica more, I just gave it to Monica.
I'll call it a draw because I'm not familiar with either one of those songs.
Yeah, I say a draw because, I didn't know.
Man. I have an opinion on it.
Yeah, we'll give them both the point.
All right, so next up, we had Brandy's Full Moon versus Monica's So Gone.
So gone. I didn't like
it. Hold on, well, you broke up a little bit. What was that? It maybe my internet.
Full moon
versus So Gone.
Oh, come on, So gone.
I didn't like Full Moon. Is actually when Brandy lost me. That album, and then like on, I like that's kind of like when she lost me. And a lot of people, Full Moon was they shit, and that's
Full Moon is a dope album. Full Moon is a dope album.
Reproduction, like. Somebody was talking to me earlier about Brandy and Monica. They like, Monica, she never grew as an artist, and Brandy, she tried different stuff. I'm like, and that's why she lost her fucking fans. Like, everybody always talk about, okay, I get it, you want to be artistic, but if you're not serving your
audience,
you go lose people. You're never going to catch people.
You can grow. You can change it up and go from one sound to another one. But you still have to be good.
Fact.
Yeah.
Fact.
Like, that's just that. Like, you have to put out something that's good. And if it's good, then people will fuck with it, no matter what. But if it's not good, then...
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Brandy has had a relevant song. I like, towards the end, I didn't even know Brandy was on some of them songs. Like, I forgot about her with that Chris Brown song that we'll talk about a little bit later. I forgot she was on that.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I just didn't really care for it, though.
It was.
Yeah, I remember that song. I just didn't really care for it though.
Like I heard it.
I was old. I was grown. I was damn near 30.
I was 30 something. Like, yeah. I liked it. I just like boom, boom, yeah. Beat.
All right, round four. Round four. I Wanna Be Down versus Monica's Don't Take It Personal. The Wanna Be Down remix too is involved in this as well.
We can count the remix.
Yeah, they play Latifah's verse.
Latifah's verse.
Well, it's got to go to Brandy. That's just that, like you. The I Wanna Be Down remix just it can go against a lot of things. So that's easily Brandy. Easy.
And what was the other song? I think my internet.
Don't Take It Personal.
Don't Take It Personal.
Basically, they're first singles.
Yeah, I Wanna Be Down remix.
Yes. Easy. Round five, Baby Baby from Brandy versus Monica's Like This and Like That.
Like This and Like That.
Like Monica. This and Like That.
Me too.
That she was on that bus.
That's when I came in. I came in at Like This and Like That.
Yeah. So Like This and Like That was so hard to me, man.
Yeah.
That is my fucking song. Like, still heavily in rotation for me. I love that song.
Like This and Like That, man. It makes me mad that we don't get nothing from Malik either. That song makes me mad that we don't get nothing from Malik.
Yeah.
Right. Where is he at?
He was like on. I know he was on Death Row.
I would say he was with Death Row, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was on Death Row, but he came in with Illegal up under Eric Sermon and then on like Death Squad. But then that group broke up, and then he ended up on.
Yeah, I remember he was with Death. Last I remember, he was with Death Row.
Yeah, man.
And I ain't never heard from him.
Because he had some dope stuff with Warren G on Warren G's first album.
Yeah.
Hershey Loke, man. Where'd J.O. at it? Where'd J.O. go?
I don't know. He put us on somebody probably messing with him.
I'm assuming you're going to say Like This and Like That.
No. I said Like This and Like That. I'm sorry. I thought you heard me.
No. Okay.
That is Like This and Like That definitely gets that. It's a... I love that song. Was never my shit.
Yeah, I mean,
it reminds me now of Patti LaBelle singing it.
Well, but you know what? The thing that Brandy's songs hit so hard because they're Rodney Jerkins beats that hit so hard. Sometimes it overpower her. Sometimes
Dark Child.
They were great beats. They were the Rodney Jerkins is one of the greatest ever.
Yeah,
but like it was more flash than bang when you talk like 16 when you.
Because to me the baby video because they shot it in Times Square, it reminded me of like some Bad Boy stuff, you know, because they had the dancers, you know, she dancing in Times Square. Yeah.
But that's a there's a section of time where everything looked like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like there's a couple of videos where what year is it?
94, 95.
Yeah, you know, one person do something at work, everybody copies it.
Right, well, I'm trying to think, because the reason I thought of it is Jay-Z, Sunshine.
Yeah.
He hates that video, but it was because it was in that line
that
of-
That era
of the shiny shit and all the sparkles.
Dancers.
He hates that, but everyone was doing it. And it was just the idea of, well, everybody else doing this shit, let me try it too. And he always talks about how much he hates it. So, like,
that's probably the one thing he hates the most.
Specific set of time that everybody's videos look like that.
Yeah.
That was City Is Mine he did that on, right? The one where...
No, it's not City Is Mine. It's Sunshine.
It's Sunshine.
Yeah, it was on Volume 1.
Yeah, Volume 1, Sunshine.
City Is Mine is also on Volume 1, too. That's the
thing. Right, no, so yeah, City Is Mine is on Volume 1, too, but the video is completely different.
It still had that Bad Boy-esque feel
too. With Blackstreet and stuff, like,
it still had the crazy hype lens.
Sunshine is like if more money, more problems, just threw up some more extra stuff.
What's the Justin Timberlake song?
Which one?
Rock Your Body.
Look, that's exactly what
Rock Your Body with the lights.
Sunshine looks like Justin Timberlake's Rock Your Body.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I wanna rock your body, break a
dick. Hey man, I wanna see JT in one of these battles, man. I love his catalog until he went.
Throw him at Usher.
Now wait, you know what?
Y'all's gonna throw him to the wolves. Y'all's gonna throw him to the wolves like that.
But you know what though?
No,
that's actually not a bad idea.
He does not have enough for Usher.
You know, he's got enough, but see, it's just like, it's that thing again, like with
Monica. He can go to the NSYNC bag.
But Usher got songs that touch your soul. Like, when I tell, like, I was arguing with somebody, like, say, Brandy and Monica. I love Brandy's shit, but as a DJ, I cannot play one Brandy song and turn the volume down.
I Want to Be Down.
And that's how I judge. Like,
I Want to Be Down remix.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what people really fuck with. Huh?
I Want to Be Down remix, though. So.
Yeah, but they're not singing it. They're
it's
doing
the rap. But it's just more rapping. You feel it more from the raps.
Let me write this down. We'll come back to it. Because I'm just
saying. You got Brandy motherfuckers go with the, you know, so what was, what's the, but I Love You So Much. I Love You. For like, they got, she got key points like that on all her songs.
Before You Walk Out My Life.
Yep.
I can turn that down. I can turn, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of songs that let the crowd carry.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, round six was Brandy's Angel in Disguise versus Monica's You Should Have Known Better.
See, should have known.
This was a hard round.
I'm going with Brandy's Angel in Disguise. That
just I went with Brandy on that one.
Listen, Angel in Disguise is everything. Okay, yes. To this day, like I said, the song touches me. It could come on heavy rotation.
It may be Brandy's right best now, song ever, Stacey.
And I'm ready to call a nigga up and play it and be like, you know, I loved you. I never knew the things that she did, but Should Have Known Better touches me a little bit, touches me too. And it touches me in a different way. So both of them have a strong impact. I mean, that's why it's hard. Like, it's not one that's better than the other. They are, they both affect me. I don't know. It might be Angel, it might be Angel in Disguise.
So I'm gonna be the only one going with
You Should Have Known Better.
Like I said, I'm not mad at it. I'm not going to debate you on it. Like, there is a, that was what, 04?
I don't know. I think because I hear it.
Like 03, 04.
03, 04 around there. Yeah. It's, there's a little breakdown in there where she is some stuff that Monica says. And I'm like, man, like, I'm with you. Like, tell them, I never ever cheated. I never lied. You can stop asking why I never left and why I kept it real. I get it. I'm there.
Ride or die.
Right.
Round seven is the depressing round, I feel. Brandy with Missing You with the song from Set Off versus Monica's For You I Will.
I love Monica. I'm going Brandy with that one.
I went with Monica on that one.
I'm going Monica. I was going
made me want to go to prom, a homecoming or something.
For You I Will, that's that Space Jam soundtrack. But then also, so Missing You, it makes me too sad.
Right, because it makes me remind me of the movie.
It reminds me of the movie. Like, I have legit only seen Set It Off once.
Really?
I'm not, I never again. You ain't finna have me crying like that. Fuck yeah.
Wow. Say, just got back on Netflix today.
Yeah, I put it on and to my list today, nigga, when I was looking.
I'm finna watch Menace right after this.
I'm definitely watching Menace. Like, Menace is just pretty much just gonna be always on in the background. Then it's just gonna be on until Netflix takes it off. But no, I can't watch Set It Off again. I won't. I just nope. I have it's a couple of movies like that. Like, I've seen them once. I don't have to go back. And Set It Off is one of them. I can't. I just So Missing You, miss me with that.
I went with Monica
For You I Will.
Okay.
That make me want to go to homecoming.
Next up, we had round eight. Brandy's Almost Doesn't Count versus Monica's Why I Love You So Much. Ooh, this is a hard one, too.
Now, this was the toughest round for me.
Let me tell you, that's a hard one, too. But we're going to have to go with Brandy Almost Doesn't Count.
Probably with Monica.
Because her lyrics were so real on that. That's why you're saying that, yeah. Stacey, right?
I felt it in 98. I feel it in 2020.
And when Ali and Big Gip remade it, when they sampled it.
Nigga, that version is insane. I have a crush on Ali and Big Gip. Two, that version is the shit. I love it. So, I think, who was that? LaToya Luckett singing that hook? Mm-hmm.
That was her. I can't remember who it was.
And so, yeah, Almost Doesn't Count is a lifestyle.
What about you, Joe?
It's a lifestyle.
I'm rolling Monica on this one.
Yeah, no, I went with Monica.
I'm gonna almost doesn't count. I'm going with Brandy on that. Next up, Broken Hearted. She did the remix version.
And that's why she
Monica's Love All of Me. Really? You don't like the remix of Runny?
I love the remix, but who what was the song it was against?
Love
All Over Me.
Love All Over Me wins that. Yeah.
Over Broken Hearted with Runny on the remix?
Yeah. If she wouldn't have played the remix, she could have possibly taken it.
Really? You don't like the remix of Runny?
Never did.
I love it.
Never liked it.
I was going Broken Hearted there, man.
I'll be singing. That's
I went Brandy on that one.
No.
I like both versions of Broken Hearted, though.
I do, too.
Yeah, I like
original or bust. Like, the version with Wanye was just unnecessary. It was gratuitous.
Now, this makes me think that they're... This next round makes me officially think that they had their outside people get together to curate this whole battle. Because some of these are, like, very, very, like, timed together. It feels like themed out.
I think that's what they do with verses now, period. I think
they try to make it match.
It's going to counter.
And as you should. That's the smart way to do it. But then, like, what 2 Chainz say? I ain't playing something to match him. I'm just playing what I got a plaque for.
They hit.
Okay?
You saw what happened with that.
why would you not? Like, it makes... Okay, so he hit me with a punch, but I'm going to kick him. No, nigga, counterpunch. Like, why would you? Doesn't make sense.
Jab back.
Monica featuring Rick Ross and Lil' Kim, Anything to Find You versus Brandy and Mace, Top of the World.
Top of the World.
Top of the World.
I never even heard that song from Brandy, not Brandy, Monica, the other one.
Right. Top of the World.
Top of the World.
I went from Helly Hand to the Mini Mansion.
Round 11, Monica featuring Ludacris, Still Standing versus Brandy's Borderline.
Borderline the shit. I like that's off the new album, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that song is
the new one.
Yeah. Still Standing, I wasn't a fan of. And I know Luda, her cousin, and but I ain't like.
Is that like real cousins or is that like?
That's an Atlanta thing.
Yeah. Or like black people cousins.
Right. Because Luda's technically from Chicago. And then moved down to Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he moved down there because she was down. I don't know. But
yeah. I mean, yeah, man. I know she said that's her cousin. I know that. So you
like,
so
he moved there with like he, but he was working though. Like he was.
Yeah.
Then he moved to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That could have been the reason for.
Yeah, he was on the radio. Yeah.
Maybe he followed his dreams. Came to stay with his auntie.
That's one of them movies y'all be watching on that one
time. Right.
Oh yeah, you talking on Tubi. Tubi. And, shout out to y'all. Me and Sky got some stuff cooking, man. We finna set this out, man. We finna have an all review show on hood movies.
Yeah, man.
Let's go.
Hey, Sky, I gotta tell you, I got an interview lined up for us already too.
Oh shit, let's go.
No.
Yeah. Don't hit on Leprechaun in the Hood 5.
Man. Leprechaun in Walnut Park.
Hey, I just seen all the Leprechaun movies on HBO Max. They got some shit on HBO Max since they got rid of HBO Go.
Mm-hmm.
And HBO Max, they got some shit on there now,
though. Yeah, Southside going to HBO Max from Comedy Central.
Oh, for real?
Yeah,
that show's for hilarious for the record.
FYI, my Tylenol 3 has kicked in.
Oh, we're at the midway point of the match.
Like, let's go.
So next up, we got Monica's Commitment versus Brandy, which is Daniel Caesar's Love Again. Ooh, that's a hard one, man.
I went with Brandy.
Yeah, I went with Brandy.
I went Brandy too.
I'll go Brandy. I'll keep it with everybody else.
Yeah, because Stacey don't know Nance. So.
Hey, you don't know the Brandy, the Daniel Caesar song on Brandy, at least Stacey? That was on Urban AC Hard on Adult Contemporary.
It came out like last year, didn't it?
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
Last year.
Yeah.
And Commitment came out like last year too.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, they're both They're both new songs, but
I don't even remember.
Commitment like an auntie song, man. I kind of put that in the auntie category.
That commitment, yeah.
I need good sex. Yeah. Commitment.
It's definitely lounge worthy.
I don't even remember last year. Lounge worthy. Yeah. Like I don't remember last year. It's been a rough day. I don't know.
All right, round 13. On the low, Monica threw a lot of shade at Usher during this as well. Usher versus featuring Monica, Slow Jam versus Brandy featuring Chris Brown, Put It Down.
Slow Jam.
Yeah, Slow Jam, definitely.
They should have put that up against Daniel Caesar. Broken Hearted.
Yes, they should have did. No, but listen, but check this out. You said she did.
She was throwing a lot of shade at Usher.
Hey, what'd she say?
She was like, well, I called on another day. We supposed to have been doing this another duet because I guess they did that and they did, is it Let's Straighten It Out?
It's Let's Straighten It Out. Yeah. That's my shit. Yes.
And she was like, we supposed to have been doing another duet. She's like, I asked him like a few weeks ago to do one. He was like, no. And he was like, okay.
And then, Brandy, she was like when he played my boyfriend on Moesha.
That's exactly what she did. She tried to run off like,
that's exactly what she did.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why I didn't hear what Monica said. That's why I heard Brandy say that part about Usher.
She was getting ready to say something about Usher, but then she Brandy stopped her.
Okay.
See? That's why you that's that shit. This little side shit like that. And ain't nobody knocked the Sonic rings out of Brandy in a little minute. Yeah. Okay. Sometimes it's a girl, it's one of my Facebook friends. She's like that. It's stuff that she says, and I'll be like, nobody ever stole on you. Like I can tell. Like you ain't never got popped in your mouth for shit that you say. Like I can tell by like just the way things come out. I'm like, yeah, anybody ain't popped you. So
like you wild.
We're talking back to her mama or something. She's tripping.
Mm-hmm. All right, next up, Monica's The First Night versus Brandy's. Who is she to you?
Who is she to you? That's my shit.
Yeah,
but Brandy. Only the remix with Usher. That's the. But she played that one, so she takes that.
I went Brandy. Yeah.
I go Brandy. First Night, I couldn't relate.
I wanna get down, but not the first night.
What is she talking about? It sounds dumb. I don't get it.
Round 15, Monica's Knock Knock versus Brandy's Best Friend.
Best Friend.
Best Friend. Shout out to Ray J.
This is the Monica period where she was getting real mean, right? Like every one of her songs is talking about kicking in somebody's door, right?
Yeah, she was sick of that nigga shit. Like there's a whole like stream of songs, of singles that came out like back to back to back. And you basically whatever, I don't know what relationship.
Right after So Gone.
Right, after so yeah. So Gone. Yeah, so it's like you felt like, wait a minute, some dude done fucked up bad.
Yeah,
it was like that ain't little Monica that went to church and used to sing.
It is not. She had that baby by that boy. Now she over here knocking on doors
with that drug dealer boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know that boy selling them drugs. She think nobody know. I seen him over on the thing with the boy, you know, them people. So. Yeah, that one, Best Friend, though. That's
Best Friend.
Easy.
All right. Monica, Before You Walk Out of My Life versus Brandy Sitting Up in My Room.
Before you walk out of my life.
I'm going with Sitting Up in My Room. That's my shit.
Yeah. That Sitting Up in My Room is the shit, man. And that's Babyface on that, right? That's Babyface on that.
Yeah, Waiting to Exhale. And I heard Monica was like, they didn't call me for Waiting to Exhale. Brandy was like, you just came out, though.
Shade.
Okay. Now, I want your thoughts on that, Stacey, what he just said. When she said, you just came out. Well, how would you supposed to be on it?
They don't know you.
but no, wasn't Monica out first?
Nah, Brandy was out first.
Oh, no, Brandy came out first.
Brandy was out first?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was on Thea.
I've been working hard.
And Ray J was on Sinbad.
Sure he was. Sure was singing with Nancy Wilson.
Yeah, sure was on Sinbad. Yeah. All right, round 17. Monica featuring the Franchise Boys every time the beat drop versus Brandy featuring Kanye West Talk About Love?
Every time the beat drop.
Really?
Yeah.
I went with Brandy on that one.
I went with Brandy too.
I like that Brandy and Kanye.
What about you, Stacey?
I'm thinking. I think I'll go with Brandy on that.
All right,
like, I didn't dislike the Monica one.
Does it sound just like Grills?
It is Grills.
A period of time for six months, 12 months, every song sounds exactly the same.
Yeah. Like 05, 06.
Yeah, every song.
They need only except for every song.
This is really me.
That's all he did.
That was that Franchise Boys era, right? That
basically, yep. The snap. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything sounded exactly the same. Just like Homies Over Hoes ain't nothing but
Laffy Taffy.
Homies Over Hoes. I still need to get that on an MP3.
Like, it's just one of the greatest songs
ever. Yes, yes.
Was that a new entree at Denny's? I'm not familiar with this concept.
So at round 18, Monica's Sideline Hoe versus Brandy's Put That On Everything.
Wait, I have a daughter. She can't hear these words.
I heard her say that dumb shit. You gonna cuss?
Your daughter 25 years old.
Your daughter 18 or 19 years old, man. 20.
Yeah, yeah. Your daughter damn near 20. Does she know who her uncle is?
Right.
Like, what family he put on?
Has she seen? She probably seen the tape by now.
Listen, like, yeah, it's a, yeah, it's, she's like, right, like, you're not supposed to be cussing. My daughter watching this, girl.
Like, girl, fuck your daughter.
Right, because, like, girl, fuck your daughter.
See, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, because that's the name of the song. Like, something, hoe or something.
Did y'all know this song? I don't know neither one.
I think it's new. I think that was an unreleased song.
I don't know either one of them. But because Brandy complained, I'll give it to my.
I think it was new.
Like 07, some shit.
It was, I don't know. Because she started playing some unreleased stuff I had never heard.
Well, because Brandy complained, Monica gets it.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know. I wasn't familiar with neither song.
Yeah. This is when they start playing a lot of songs I didn't even know. So.
And Tank wrote that. That's a hood classic for these, the
Sideline Hoe song?
Yeah, they did. She did say Tank.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Brandy's When You Touch Me versus Keisha Cole's Trust featuring Monica.
Trust.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Trust too.
Trust.
Next up, last round, Monica featuring Lil Wayne Just For Right For Me versus Brandy's Have You Ever.
Have You Ever?
Have You Ever.
I don't even know the song with Monica and Lil Wayne, to be honest.
I don't either. I didn't know. With Monica and Lil Wayne. No thanks.
Now, before we say it's over, who do y'all think is pretty much tied? Or?
I was keeping count, but then I stopped, so I don't know.
I think it seemed like it was about even. I mean,
yeah.
They both of them. I think Brandy left more music.
Brandy may have a couple more rounds.
Well, no, Monica. I think Monica left out a sleeper hit. I don't know about y'all. I love that "Ain't Nobody" with her and Tretch from the Nutty Professor soundtrack.
Oh yeah,
like her singing on that is. Killer. Monica's killing it on that, man. And I mean, I feel Monica did leave some other songs out there too.
What's the Monica song that was on the Big Mama House soundtrack?
Because wasn't it with, I don't know.
I gotta find it now.
Every time I think of that, I just think of the Bow Wow song.
That's exactly why I was thinking of it.
I just think of the Bow Wow song.
That's it.
I'm the beat to the older.
Yep. Me and my sister D talk about that all the time.
I gotta have it.
So I don't know what the hell that song is about at all. But what I remember about the video is that it cuts and it takes you to Bow Wow doing his verse from Bounce With. So yeah. that's our, even though he was on Doggy Style, we didn't know him. That's your official introduction.
Yeah. Intro to Bow Wow.
That's your official, that's how he was introduced to the world.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah.
Ah, I never realized that.
Yeah, because okay. That is just going to that first verse when he go, I'm going to be to the old dude.
Like, so okay. It's like I said, so yeah, it's the video, like it's the Monica thing, and then it cuts and you hear the beat and JD is sitting on the porch in a rocking chair, and he's like, this is like, you know, the new generation, a new whatever, new school. And then Bow Wow comes out and he has that fucking Iced Out Mickey Mouse around
him. Iced Out Mickey Mouse.
So yeah, you're sitting there watching this Monica video, and who is this little nigga that's got this Iced Out Mickey Mouse? Like, who is? And then again, and of course they picked the best part of the song. So it's like, it was done, the marketing of it was perfect. Because it made you say, who was that dude? Because they don't tell you who he was.
Mm-mm. I forgot all about how that video was going.
To the old dude, like, okay, who was this
dude? Yeah, like, who was this little dude rapping? Like, who was this
dude? And then next thing you know, he starts coming out with more and more stuff. And that was how we found, how we learned about what I was. Watch the video when we get done with this.
Yeah, I'm going to check this out.
What's the name of the song?
I've Got to Have It. Monica.
I've Got to Have It. It was on Big Mama House.
Yep.
Sound, that's the
sure,
first
sure.
one.
Yep. Now, I don't know about the second one, but the first one, this one's on there. Wow. Yeah. So what y'all think overall about it? Like, Stacey, you said you want to put a pin in something, you want to bring it back?
What happened there?
You said bring it back something. You said I want to come back to this, and you would roll something down.
Oh, no. We had talked about Justin Timberlake and Usher.
Okay.
And I was like, could Justin Timberlake go against Chris Brown?
Mm.
That's what I wrote down. It was just JT, Chris Brown.
I think that'll just be a generational thing, because if these Chris Brown fans saying that he'll smoke Usher, you know he'll get JT the fuck out of here.
Hey, Scott, you right. Even though that makes no sense, he's like, they ought to be like, he gonna be Usher, and you like, wow.
Yeah, man, you know they bringing all the smoke for JT.
Hey, they dancing on JT grave, boy. They gonna dance on I mean, I thought the battle was good, though. I mean,
I liked it.
Man. Yeah, I think there's definitely a demographic. I mean, it was 1.2 million people?
Yeah.
And then they called it the Versus Effect, because a lot of their albums, well, basically all their albums end up getting re-entered into the charts.
Yeah, the streams go up.
Like, streams go up and all of that. So it's one of those everybody wins things, and then for people our age, we won, because we got to, this is something we wanted to see always.
Yeah.
It's people like going against each other, or like, I mean, the rivalry, if you will, has always been there, even though they don't fuck with each other anyway.
Right.
So to have the team there and be able to talk to each other and all of that. But as somebody said, this is only what, the second one with women?
Yeah. The other one was just
They were like, they would like to see like an actual, like, kind of like really battle, as opposed to
Alicia Keys, Shine Legend.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I mean, but it's still like, you know, but as far as just two women together.
Yeah.
So it was like, and then somebody's like, well, they should do a rap one with two women. Mm. And I'm like, bitch is going to be fighting on the damn screen.
And who got enough? Ain't that many women got enough hits, though, honestly.
The only ones that have enough hits have tension.
Yeah,
that's why I said bitches gonna be fighting.
I
know what I said. The bitches got two. They gonna be sitting there fighting each other.
Well, you heard. Remember, didn't Kaya call out Trina?
Crazy. Kaya got a half a song.
Yeah. we talking about Lil Kim versus Nicki Minaj? I'm assuming, right?
That's the only thing that could possibly happen.
Well, no, nobody got smoke for Missy.
So nobody. Here's the thing.
Too complicated to match up.
It's too complicated. So I love Missy. We all love Missy. Missy is a great writer.
Mm.
She is. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend like Missy got the hottest verses out there.
Right.
Like, I'm not gonna tell you that. Like, she just doesn't. Like, Missy's songs are pure nonsense. We love Missy.
Yeah.
It is pure, it's jibber jabber nonsense, is what the hell Missy said.
Missy is a master of vibes.
She is. She absolutely is. She's extremely talented. Like I said, and then as far as her writing, when she does write, so like for other people, she does amazing things. So there's a reason she's in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Like, that's not an accident. But as far as like lyrical content, just on her shit, no. As a rapper,
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely not. No.
I mean,
but, like I said, the only two women.
Well, they said that she might go against Timberland. They might just bring Timberland back and go against her.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah,
a lot of this shit they're gonna have. They're gonna have so many that they do together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was the writer. I was the producer. You know, because she's a producer as well.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a celebration of music. That would not be a battle.
That would
be a celebration of music.
I got a question, though. Going back to the Brandy and Monica, though, I had asked my wife this earlier. Let me just take it back to, let's say, the year is 1998.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tour. We got Monica. We got Brandy. We got Aaliyah. Who headlines?
In 98,
I think it depends on where Aaliyah. You are. Where you at?
No, Aaliyah headlines.
You think Aaliyah? So? Anywhere, everywhere? I don't know about everywhere. I think if Monica was down south, that area and, southeast.
And going, Brandy going, on the west going. Coast. Brandy on the
exactly.
west coast.
And then,
so they would do it fair, depending on where they at.
Okay. Switch it up.
I think Aaliyah would have more regions. I think she would have Midwest and the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Brandy would have the West Coast, down south would be Monica. So who's closing it out? I tell you this, Aaliyah would never go last, though. I mean, never go first, I mean.
Yeah, I think, Brandy or Monica would close it.
Yeah. Destiny Child would headline. I mean, that would
open up. Destiny Child would open up.
Destiny Child would open it.
But let me... of a performance... Aaliyah's gonna always give the best performance out of all them, because everything she does is a production. She's a dancer. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and the type of music that she made translates more to making it a good show. And the other two, they can rock out with a band. I wouldn't want to see Aaliyah with a band. You feel what I'm saying? So if they go on a countrywide tour, they gonna try to get their bang for their buck, I think. Or I might just be.
I don't think I've ever seen Aaliyah perform.
I have at. The one with Bonehead.
So, like, I noticed she did a Budweiser Superfest. I wasn't there. I didn't see that. I didn't go to that concert.
Yeah, she wasn't vocally. Nah.
I heard it was a horrible. Like, right. I heard it was horrible. But I'm thinking though, know, like, you know, even if you've never seen somebody perform live, they've performed somewhere. It was an award show or something. Mm-hmm. I don't remember ever seeing Aaliyah perform.
I just saw some footage of her performing at some award show.
So she never did a Grammy or something like that?
I don't think she ever did.
I don't know. It was like a VMAs or something. I think she performed at the VMAs.
I think so.
I have to look this up because I'm almost positive I've never seen Aaliyah perform on a stage.
Yeah, I wanna say she did like award shows and like Soul Train, like when One in a Million came out. Like the Soul Train Awards.
I'm gonna have to.
It's on YouTube. She's on Showtime at the Apollo.
She did Apollo.
Got her on Summer Jam. They got her, the Apollo.
They got her on Jay Leno.
I saw she sang the national anthem at like an NBA game.
Oh.
This was back and forth with the big Tommy Hilfiger jackets. This before she got with him and Missy.
See, I remember her doing the VMA. I mean, the spring break, the MTV spring break and shit.
Yep.
I missed that, man. I used to look forward to watching that because. I wasn't going no motherfucking where. So
spring bling.
I wanted to go to one of them. I was like, man.
BET had spring bling.
I didn't want to go to that one.
Like, just being a kid, watching the spring break stuff, watching the rock and jock basketball, watching the softball, all of that. And I mean, because they just stopped doing it because Nelly was on the softball one.
Yeah, he was.
Mm-hmm. He did a football one too.
Yeah.
To be able to see that, and then all of a sudden it's just nothing. There's just nothing. It's like
because MTV fell off as a company, though.
Just overall, like, what the
someone hell? Should have taken that. That lane was great, man. That shit was dope. All that rock and jock,
rock and jock shit was amazing.
I used to like when they follow artists around.
Diary.
Yeah.
True Life, The Diary. I used to like that.
Yeah.
Aaliyah had a diary too. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you think you know, but you have no idea.
You have no idea. Yep, that was the shit. And then
MTV Unplugged, nigga, they fell off. They you let me tell you when they fell off. They stopped fucking with music altogether.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yep. And they never came back, and they came back to it too late, trying to come back to it too late.
And it's like, because I mean, hell, even TRL, right? At least TRL was still there. Like, at least, I'm like, y'all are music television and don't play music. So it's like, okay, fine. Y'all created video channels. So there's the MTV Jams channel, all of that. Okay. But y'all didn't even move those other programs somewhere else. If y'all wanted to just have MTV be reality television and fuckery, fine. But y'all got rid of everything that made y'all, like, so. Like, even MTV News.
Kurt Loder.
If Kurt Loder interrupted a program, you knew some shit just went down.
Like when Tupac got shot.
Yeah.
When Kurt Loder interrupts, you're like, oh, shit. Well, everybody be quiet because, like, somebody, you know somebody just died.
The news today, Tupac has been shot again.
Nigga, Tabitha Soren had so many interviews with Tupac. Like, I don't know if they was together or what. She was always interviewing him. And I don't know if maybe he, if he just trusted her and he just liked interviewing with her, but she, a lot of his best MTV interviews were with Tabitha Soren. She was the only one who was interviewing him for a long time.
Yeah.
All right, finally, we got to review it. Shout out to Omar Wilson who came on the show last time. That man's got a lot of responses, man. A lot of people were hitting up the page. Like, oh, I didn't even know he was this gangster like this. The Secret Garden dropped last week, which I think.
I liked it.
It didn't disappoint.
No, he ain't full of shit. I was like, let me see what's gonna happen here. I was like,
hey.
Oh, this is a joint.
Yeah, I fucked
with it. Stacey still hasn't heard it.
I haven't heard it. So I had finals that day. So the day it dropped on the 21st, I had two finals that day. So that was my focus. And then I think I slept all weekend. And then last week, school started back. So I have not listened to it yet. It's on my list of things to do. But y'all told me from the jump, though, that it wasn't bad, that it was.
Yeah, there is no Barry White on there. There's no baritone like that bass. Yeah. In there. Cisco sings the Barry part, FYI.
I was promised that I would not.
What he did, he should have got Mike from Boys to Men instead of
Well, if he would have got Mike from Boys to Men, he wouldn't have got anybody else from Boys to Men because they don't fuck with him. So, like, we had to make a decision.
I know. He should have kept the Barry and got Mike.
We got to get Omar back on the show because I was told that specific.
She's like, nigga, you lied.
Lied. I'm sick of niggas lying to me. I asked you specifically.
Yeah, you have Cisco sing Barry's part.
I asked you specifically your face. You told me that it was gonna work out. It was gonna be all good. I wouldn't be disappointed. And you got Cisco as singing this. Singing
You're already going in judgment. Your arms already folded. Listening already knowing it's Cisco on that part, huh?
I was disappointed.
Look.
Stacey, let everybody know where to get you up at.
Disappointed.
Oh, man. See, I was, what were we talking about? We were talking about movies earlier, and it made me think of something I didn't want to do in the middle of the Brandy Monica thing. And I don't want to end on a bad note, but rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, for sure. Chadwick Boseman, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Stacey, where can I hit you up at, though, before they can hit you up?
Stacey Adams, all one word, Stacey with the E, Adams with the Z. That is on the Twitters, the Instagram, and on the Bookface.
Scott.
Cool ass Scott, all one word, every beware. as what Manny Fresh used to say.
JL, where you can hit your bet?
Joaquin Music everywhere. JOAQUINMUSICK. And it's that's across all social media and like for my OnlyFans. So.
Your OnlyFans.
I fuck with you. Go ahead, man.
I was like, your OnlyFans. I was
like, oh, I'm like, OnlyFans. Oh, I can put out. Wait a minute, I can put out my OnlyFans information too.
Shout out to hey, man, that missed the OnlyFans game. What's her name? The white girl that missed the OnlyFans game this last week.
Oh man, Bella something. Bella something.
For the
Bella Thorne or something. Bella Thorne, yeah. Shifting up for everybody.
She got $100 per person. She only showed herself with a bro.
Listen, man. Write this down. Not mad at it, right? Like, I ain't mad at the hustle. I'm not mad at the hustle at all. Get your money. But the fact that it did fuck it up for other people, that's a problem. Like, I don't care what, if you want to scam everybody, fine, but don't fuck up my shit. So when you fuck up my bag, then that's a problem. I'm like, yeah, OnlyFans, my OnlyFans is coming soon. I just applied for graduation today.
Uh-oh.
I mean, yesterday. So I got some stuff that I need to take care of prior to next year. OnlyFans will be called Apocalypse. LIPS is how you get the last part of it. It's just pretty much be videos of me wearing different shades of lipstick and eating fruit. So
yeah, Apocalypse. And then when she want to get real nasty, you show her eating pancakes.
Pancakes.
All whipped cream on the shit too. So with all kind of whipped cream and powdered shit on. So it's gonna per month it'll be $5.99, and for extra $5.
Hey, I think she bullshitting. There's really a market for that too.
I know.
I know.
Extra $5 should show you why her thumb is wrapped up. That's what she's gonna show you.
Like, what happened to your thumb? $5, I'll show you.
$5, I'll show you.
You see it?
Like stitches? Like,
that's it. Like stitches, I got 7 of them.
Everybody, y'all be easy, but see y'all next show.
All right, y'all.